drive careful out there this morning. It snowed pretty hard in the last 2-3 hours, so you know the roads could be a bit snow covered. That's and slick.
A warning from Bob Schantz, meteorologist at the National Weather Service office in Juneau, and we checked in with him, as we usually do almost every Friday here on Morning Edition, about the shifting weather and the current snowfall.
At least in the overnight, we had about, so far, right around 4 inches of snow, and we are expecting another 4 to 8 inches of snow today.
It sounds like there was kind of a big change in the weather pattern from what we experienced last month, or at least that was predominant over the last month or so.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, all that really warm weather has got pushed out to the south finally, and we got some cold air masses coming down from the north and northwest. So it is going to moderate, though, some looks like this weekend.
Does that mean we're going to get a little bit of rain mixed in with the snow?
Yeah, there could be even periods where it's all rain, but in the Juneau area itself, we may actually see some decent dry spell, maybe late tonight into Saturday. It could be a bit of a drier spell, and then it looks like Saturday night to Sunday, then better chances for precip moving in, snow and some rain.
What can you tell me about the weather systems that are kind of over and around Alaska at this point?
We got a low that's currently south of Sitka, and that's the one that's bringing in the snow to us today. That's going to be moving through the panhandle during the day today. Then there's another low that's kind of in the northwest Gulf. It's been there for a couple of days, but there's a strengthening front forming along it, and that's going to be sitting over the Gulf through at least Saturday morning, and that could cause some pretty strong winds out ahead of it, including over much of this panhandle.
Any idea what may happen for next week?
Looks like it'll be a little bit cooler than the weekend, and probably a bit, less threat for precipitation, especially as we get beyond Tuesday.
You mean less precipitation expected?
Yeah, the threat will be lower as well, yeah.
Oh, you call it a threat, huh?
Yeah, the chances, I should say.
Okay. And so we're back basically into the normal February winter weather cycle then. Is that right?
Yeah, for the most part, although temperatures are below average for the month so far. But, you know, this is more typical winter for us.
Okay. Bob Schantz, thanks a lot for the update.
You're welcome.
Threat or chance of precipitation. Barbara Lynn, you probably have a different word for it, right?
I certainly do. We are just ecstatic, and you could see the smile on everyone's face yesterday at Eagle Crest. I just called up there because they hadn't updated the website, and at least at the base, they've received 10 to 13 inches of snow since yesterday.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're going yippee all the way down the mountain. And right along with it, this is a fabulous weekend to come to Eagle Crest, starting today, Valentine's Day. It's bring a friend and or a sweetie, and you get $10 off each lift ticket. If you happen to be a pass holder and bring a friend, you'll get $5 off a pro wax or rental today. And this is the day to bring your sweetie if you want to impress her. And then tomorrow is the famous Winter Fireworks Spectacular. And remember, this just isn't any fireworks. It's the same quality of fireworks put on by the 4th of July crew. They get the fireworks and just have some spectacular shows. You're really close, quite a bit different from when the 4th of July ones go on, because you're right, really close to these ones. And the echoes and the whole drama is quite impressive.
And what time does that happen?
It starts on Saturday at 4 o'clock with live music in the lodge. The Hooter chairlift will operate till 5, and then a big bonfire is lit so you can stand outside and get warm. And the fireworks actually begin at 6:15. There's a torchlight parade right before it, and then the fireworks.
Any idea what may happen if it's still snowing heavily? Are the fireworks still going to go on?
Well, it all depends on how heavy the snow is. I know that the fireworks are beautiful with snowflakes coming down. So I haven't heard anything contrary yet, but sometimes when Mother Nature doesn't cooperate, they're postponed a day. But right now, it's all systems go.
Okay, and then you have something else planned for Monday, right?
And Monday is the last of the first tracks for women who want to learn to ski and snowboard. What a great weekend to learn. It's a program that lasts 2.5 hours. It's for beginner skiers and snowboarders or women who are just coming back to the sport and want to give it another try. You can register at 790-2000 extension 211. Check out our website. That'll give you all the latest, and it should be updated real soon with the total snow on the top of the mountain.
Okay, Barbara Lynn, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
Well, I'm expecting you, Matt. This is the weekend.